Good morning, all. I'll call the meeting to order, and we have minutes from March 3. Representative Long, are you prepared to move the minutes?
I move the minutes, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Long. The minutes of March 3 are before you, members. All in favor of adopting them, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Welcome, Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
The first bill before this committee is House File 3539, and I will move House File 3539 that it be laid over for possible consideration. If you would like to, I think maybe we should start with the amendments.
Yes, thank you.
Did you get the bill in the order that you would like it? And then we'd like to hear from you about the bill.
Wonderful. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Long, I believe you have an amendment.
I do, Madam Chair. I'll move the A1 amendment.
Representative Long has moved the A1 amendment. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, Madam Chair. And also, I have an oral amendment to the A1 amendment to fix math error. Would like to replace 15,200,000 with 15 million.
Representative Long has an oral amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. And this is, I apologize, this is on line 1.4. There's two references to 15,200,000. Just for clarity.
Have that. All right. Let me do this again then. All of those in favor of the oral amendment say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The oral amendment is adopted. If you want to give us the amendment.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is to make the down payment for the project in the first couple of years with the goal of getting towards a full payment of the project in the next several years.
All right. And, Madam Chair, there's a second oral amendment, too, that we want to make sure we get on the record as well.
Would you say that?
Yes, Madam Chair, there's a second oral amendment. So if Representative Long could move that for us as well.
Yep, thank you. The
Representative Long.
I think this is the second oral amendment to the underlying bill. I believe so, and not to the amendment, not mistaken. We have to adopt the amendment, and then we can.
Okay, Madam Chair. Representative Long, on line 1.18, delete January and insert July. I think there's a handout too that members can refer to with these changes. Is that? Did we already move that as well?
Well, I think we need to adopt the amendment first, and then we can.
Oh, I'm sorry.
An oral
okay, it's hard
on
to hear.
Underlying
okay.
bill.
So the amendment A1 is before you, members. I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Amendment A1 is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And then I have two similar date oral amendments, technical amendments to the underlying bill. Two I'd like to propose are on line 1.18, striking January and inserting July, and on line 2.1, striking 2021 and inserting 2022.
Members, do you understand these oral amendments? Do they need repeating?
Line 2.1, strike 2021 and insert 2022.
Thank you. I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? The amendments are now adopted. The bill is before you, Representative Carlson.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Representative Andrew Carlson. It is a pleasure to present House File 3539, which I'm carrying on behalf of Prairie Island Indian Community. House File 3539 would appropriate $46.2 million from the Renewable Development Account for the Prairie Island community to become a net zero emissions community. The bill requires that the state enter into a grant agreement with Prairie Island Indian Community to develop an energy conservation plan and to construct the appropriate energy generation infrastructure to become net zero. The bill also contains oversight measures that include the state monitoring of the grant expenditures as Prairie Island Indian Community is implementing the net zero program. Examination authority of expenditures and an annual progress report to the legislature. Finally, a reports will be provided on the completion of the project. There are a couple of changes from the bill when this bill was last heard. First, the Department of Commerce will be the agency overseeing the grant. And second, we added language, Subdivision B, Section 2 of the bill, which requires that any unspent funds upon completion will be returned to the RDA. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Lou Taylor, who is the Vice President of Prairie Island Community.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Madam Chair and members of the community, my name is Lou Taylor, the Vice President of the Tribal Council and the Prairie Island Indian Community. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I am here today to testify on behalf of our tribe in support of the House File 3539, which appropriates $46 million out of the renewable development account to make the Prairie Island Indian Community a net zero energy user, making Prairie Island one of the first net zero tribes and a nation leader in renewable energy. To give the community some background, the tribe's reservation is situated approximately 600 yards from the Xcel Energy plant, Xcel Energy's Prairie Island nuclear plant. We are the closest community to a nuclear plant anywhere in the community. Every day we bear that burden of the country's failed nuclear waste disposal. I can't even talk. I'm so nervous. Policy. In 1994, we forcefully and vocally opposed legislation to give Xcel the right to store nuclear waste in dry cask storage adjacent to the community. Despite our strenuous opposition, this legislative authority for storage of the nuclear waste was enacted. There are 44 nuclear waste casks currently stored on a pad at the Prairie Island plant. As part of the 1994 legislation to store dry casks on the site, the legislator established the Renewable Development Fund, which was recently changed to the Renewable Development Account as a means to develop and implement renewable energy projects. Xcel currently pays $500,000 annually to the RDA for each nuclear waste cask stored on Prairie Island. The utility also pays $350,000 for each cask stored at its Monticello plant. In sum, the Xcel has paid $327 million into the RDA. The Prairie Island Indian community has never received any funds or benefited from the RDA, despite shouldering the risk associated with the storage of the spent nuclear fuel. Under the proposal before you, Prairie Island will embark on a nation-leading effort to become one of the first tribes in the country and to become a net zero energy user. We will offset our total consumed energy with conservation measures and an equal amount of the renewable energy generated through the projects such as solar and geothermal. To achieve this, we will partner with strong Minnesota companies, including Dakota Electric and Xcel Energy, as well as other entities and experts in the field of renewable and environmentally conscious energy. At this point, I would like to take the opportunity to introduce Blake Johnson, who is a tribal member and our lobbyist, to describe our net zero plan in more detail.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Madam Chair, members, thank you for having us today. I'm going to be going over our PowerPoint that we've individually met with each member we've gone over, just to give you an update and to just refresh your mind.
Would you please put your name on the record?
Oh, yes, Blake Johnson.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so if you can see on the TVs, it says a net zero energy community, a model for the future. Net zero energy community is one where the total amount of energy consumed is no greater than the amount of renewable energy created. Leading by example, protecting the earth to inherit our culture, our planet to achieve net zero status reinforces that commitment. For Native American people, preserving Mother Earth in the air is something that is huge in our culture, and we plan to take that step to show that and hopefully be a leader to other communities. Our current usage right now is 7 megawatts of energy. That includes our tribal administration buildings, to our businesses that include Treasure Island Resort Casino, and to our residential homes that are on the reservation. For future state, we're looking for to use a $46 million grant from the state from the renewable development account. It would reduce the community's energy use to 6 megawatts, generate 6 megawatts of renewable energy, and develop a microgrid to store and distribute energy while more efficiently managing the load peaks and demands. We adapt sustainable billing standards throughout the community and achieve net zero within 4 years, hopefully. Adapting the sustainability billing standard, what we'd like to do is anything that we build after we've become net zero, we'd like to incorporate that right away so we can stay net zero and be able to preserve as much energy as possible. Getting to net zero, conservation is the first step, reducing the community's energy consumption by 1 megawatt. We implement the ISO 50001 SB 2030 energy management standards and energy use audits and energy modeling to develop a comprehensive energy plan. The first step would upgrade the HVAC infrastructure to more energy efficient equipment, replace the current lighting with highly efficient LED lighting, replace the vehicle fleet with electric vehicles, and install energy management system to effectively manage each energy load. The cost and timeline for this, we can get started right away and within a year be completed in this step. As you can see up there, the cost is about $10.2 million for this step. Secondly, the generation. We'd have to be able to generate 6 megawatts of renewables, solar and geothermal energy. We'd build solar grids across 18 acres, including a parking lot solar canopy over the valet and employee parking, on-location solar gardens at the Prairie Island, on the reservation, and multiple sites, Mount Frontenac, which we own the golf course, 31661, which includes our elders facility, and also plans for residential development. We'd establish microgrid with the battery backup. We develop water-to-water or water-to-ground geothermal heating and cooling for community and business buildings. Once we're able to receive the funds, then we'd be able to figure out which step would be best for us. Cost and timeline for this is 1 to 3 years. The biggest amount, obviously, is the 5 megawatts over the parking solar canopy. With this will also help with valet over the winter months when we have snow and the storms, so that the valet can get the cars up to the customers as soon as possible. And also offer our employees a chance to walk out of the work with the dry car instead of having to worry about having to shovel off snow or anything from their car. The microgrid, $6 million, and the geothermal, $2.5 million. This adds up to $36 million. And then finally, the goal is to protect the next 7 generations by reducing our carbon footprint and adapting self-sustaining policies. As Dakota people, we always prepare for our next 7 generations, and this is one way that we can take that step to making sure our community and families have energy source. We'd also pass the tribal ordinances that continue to move the community to a lower energy impact. For this amount of the timeline, it's always ongoing and there's no cost to this. The project summary, the total is $46.2 million, and we're able to get started as soon as possible, as long as we can reach out and get the bids that we need and get the company lined up to move forward. This is our ongoing community cost. So our ongoing, well, obviously, we need a project monitoring service contracts. We'd have to be able to have somebody on, and hopefully in the future be able to have a tribal member that takes over the position to be involved in our community. Next steps, we can accomplish most of our plan in the upcoming year, and that is why full funding our grant request this year is required. Our conservation efforts can start immediately and run concurrently with generation planning and construction. We have currently began and will continue the important conversations with local utility partners who will play a crucial role in our implementation success of our plan. And that is all I have.
Members, are there questions for the Representative Bierman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for the presentation today. I did have just a question on the project originated a few years ago, and these numbers are similar to that, which it was a couple of years ago, or has this gone up already based on contract pricing revisions?
Madam Chair, Representative, this is related to the work that we did a couple years ago and the consultant that we hired on a couple years ago. These are the numbers that we've come up with and we've stayed with.
Okay, so ultimately the price, sorry, Madam Chair, then the pricing would just be determined by what contracts come back at, so we have to go through that whole phase. And then could you elaborate a little bit on the geothermal component of this, where that's going to be? I think you said that would be like based on the main buildings, is that right?
Madam Chair, Representative, so first off, on the contracting, what I'd like to say is we have a competitive process where we have to at least have three bids out for any project that we have done on the reservation for any building or any project we have. And so our goal is to hopefully get some competitive bids that may come in lower so we're able to bring some money back to the RDA fund. RDA fund. On the second thing, geothermal, from when Lock and Dam 3 was built in late 1930s, it flooded a good portion of our land, and which is still underwater to this day. And so our goal is to check to see if the depth of that water is able to be able to use from water to ground to water. Otherwise, we'd be able to do just ground to ground. So I don't know the exact steps on how that's taken, but that's just what we've been told.
Madam Chair, Mr. Johnson, thank you very much. I just was curious about that, and I know it's kind of digging into it a little bit, but I'm just curious. And I know this has got a lot of work to do ahead of it, but I think it's an admirable project, and it is a great goal for the community, and appreciate the author bringing the bill forward on your behalf.
Thank you. Are there other questions, members? Representative Long.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much to the tribe for bringing this forward. This really is an incredible vision for your community, and appropriate that we should be allocating funds from the renewable development account to your community, given your proximity and given the burden that your communities bear every day, being the closest community in the nation to spent nuclear fuel. I wanted to commend you in particular on the energy efficient buildings and SB 2030. We've seen those buildings have a lot of success, and when other communities around the state have built those, they've been sort of models for new construction for folks who are looking to try to figure out how to build more efficient buildings. Wondering if you have thought about when the project is complete, how you might use this as a model for other communities that might be interested in the work you've done.
Madam Chair, Representative, I think for us, once this is complete, we're willing to share any information. You will notice that we will be reporting back to the legislature every year until completion of the project. But we're here to make sure that we can preserve Mother Earth and the air that we breathe. And so us sharing this information is huge so that we can get other communities involved and be able to go net zero.
I thank you, Madam Chair, and I also wanted to thank you for your explanation of your bidding process and for including the language in this version that would make sure there's a true up for the costs, and I think that's much appreciated and appropriate.
Representative Haley.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for indulging me if I can make a comment. This takes on to Representative Long's comment. Thank you for bringing the bill forward, and I am a supporter. Work closely with the Perry Island Indian community as it is within my district, and they are my neighbors. I wanted to make the point that this not only would be a first-of-its-kind project for Minnesota, but a first-of-its-kind project for the entire country. So it's exciting that we can look at this as being leaders, and to Representative Long's point, what we can learn from this. It's not only net zero for a tribal community, it's net zero for a residential community, for a large business operation and a casino, and for an area that's visited frequently by tourists. So a lot of learning can take place, and I know the tribal community as well is focused on having their our own students and members learn about renewable energy, and as Blake said in his testimony, having those tribal members be able to really share in the development and the operation of this ongoing. And that's something that also will help the next generation of students in the tribe, and we can learn from that as well. So it's a very exciting project, and I'm hoping that we can get it across the finish line this year, because it is shovel ready. The work has been done, and the plan is in place, and we're excited to get started.
Is there further discussion? No one else signed up for public comment, but we could take it at this time. I don't see anyone who signed up for comment. So I see no further discussion. So without further discussion, I'll renew my motion that House File 3539, as amended, be laid over for possible consideration. We're laying the bill over. Thank you all so much for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We have no other...
Madam Chair, my apologies. I obviously just came in late from a meeting. 3539, is there any way we can progress that by itself? It's got bipartisan, bicameral support. I'm not aware of any organized opposition to it. I know there's people in the Senate who are in favor of it. Is that something that we can travel by itself, or do we have to handcuff it to
this? This is part of the renewable development money, and we will bring that proposal to this committee on Tuesday.
By itself or with the other ones attached to it?
We will be doing them together because it is all renewable development money.
Thank you.
So with that, members, we are adjourned for today. Thank you. Yeah.